I'm Carol Hills, and you're tuned to The World. Here's a worrying trend. Over the past few months, a number of Chinese dissidents living outside of China have simply vanished, only to turn up later inside China and in government custody. Patrick Wins with our Global Post team. From Bangkok, he's been following the story of the disappearances.
The first one to really shock people was a publisher in Hong Kong, which is typically assumed to be a refuge for people who want to criticize the Communist Party. He simply vanished. There was also a publisher in Thailand who vanished as well. Both of these guys made a career out of writing critiques of the Communist Party, publishing their scandals, writing sort of tabloid fodder, and then they simply vanished and popped up in Chinese custody in mainland China.
Is there a pattern to who is being targeted and what they're being accused of?
They range from journalists who are writing about serious abuses and guys that are writing stuff that is more tabloidy. So the guys that I just mentioned, they were prepping a book, we're told at least, they were prepping a book about the love life of Xi Jinping, Chinese president. So they're not all major exposés. Some of this stuff is more like what you'd find in the National Enquirer, but it apparently is enough to infuriate the Communist Party.
How many cases are we talking about? You've mentioned two. How many over the case of a couple months?
In recent months, we're looking at about eight or nine that we know of. Not all have just vanished and popped up in custody. Some in Thailand, for example, there were two dissidents that were sent back through legal channels. These were gentlemen who were seeking asylum. The UN was assisting with that, and yet they were sent back anyway, which did not make the UN very happy at all.
China's been detaining and arresting dissidents for a long time. What's new or noteworthy about these cases?
Well, what's really shocking is their ability to grab people across borders. This is a new phenomenon. You know, everyone knows that in China, if you criticize the Communist Party, you might be imprisoned. But it was long assumed that if you at least were outside the country, that you could say what you wanted. So there's a lesson here. If you want to criticize China, you need to flee outside of China's backyard. Certainly not Hong Kong, certainly not Thailand, which is also a military dictatorship and an ally of China. These are not safe spaces anymore. The lesson to dissidents is you need to get farther afield, perhaps to Europe or the United States, a country that is willing to infuriate China by upholding principles of free speech instead of sending people back into Chinese custody.
Has, say, Thailand confirmed that they helped out in these arrests?
With the gentleman that vanished, no. They've been pretty cryptic about that. With those that were sent back, the ones I mentioned who were applying for asylum through the UN, yes, they've been open about that, although they don't particularly enjoy answering questions about it. The circumstances under which the gentleman that vanished disappeared is very murky. The assumption is that agents of the Chinese state were able to operate in Thailand and shoo them back towards the mainland, but not much is known. And in fact, I don't even think it's known how exactly they left the country of Thailand to get back into China.
It seems that snatching up dissidents from outside of its own border is rather a brazen step for China. What does it say about China's power in the region and in the larger world?
Certainly in Southeast Asia, China has really asserted itself in the last 10 years. You don't want to make China angry if you're Thailand, Indonesia, even Vietnam, which has a more tense history with China. They have so many economic links that you just don't want to upset them. Now compare that to the U.S., which previously has seen Southeast Asia as its backyard, certainly during the Vietnam War. They're more willing to upset the U.S., Western rights groups who criticize these disappearances. They'd rather have them angry at them than the Chinese state for very obvious reasons. You know, their economy is at stake.
Patrick Nguyen reports for our Global Post team in Bangkok. Thanks, Patrick.
Thanks, Carol.